What's happening? This is MGTOW Slim. In this sesh, I'm going to lay on you the spiritual truth behind our problems with women in Western civilization. To begin with, I'll review the role that women play in a household and in a society. Women are here to serve men. They have a responsibility to do that. Now, what are we men supposed to be doing? Sitting back like kings and enjoying the service? No. We are supposed to be serving God. Now, throughout history, and even in today, in different parts around the world, women are fulfilling their proper roles, but not in Western civilization, and not since a very specific time in the history of Western civilization. To preface this discussion, I'm going to bring your attention to the Old Testament. There is a list of prophets in the Old Testament who all had different ways of communicating God's messages to the people. One of these prophets, and I'm not in a place where I can stop and like look this up, but you can look it up yourself. One of the prophets, I can't think of his name, but God had a message to his people about their failures to be faithful in their duties and obligations toward God. And God used this prophet as an example. He instructed the prophet to marry a known, loose, immoral woman. He married her as God instructed. And of course, he had the kind of marriage that is to be expected when one marries a loose, immoral woman. She cheated on him. She, as my white brothers say, she cucked him out. She made a fool out of herself, him, and his family. Now, the message that God was communicating to his people was that this woman and her behavior is symbolic of how God's nation is acting toward their duties to him. That brings us to our problems with women in Western civilization. When we look at women in the black community, I'm not singling out black women, but black women are further down the road than other races of women in the impacts that they've had. Not because they're worse, but because our black community is more fragile than other communities. Okay? So the destructive behavior of women in the black community has a stronger impact on the community than the same behavior in a different community. All right? So when we look at women in the black community, what we see are women who refuse to serve their men. They refuse to show proper respect to their men. They refuse to be obedient to their men. They do not raise their children to be respectful. They are rebellious. They think too highly of themselves. They are shameless. They are argumentative. They are impossible to deal with. These black women are a serious trip. The results of their behavior has thrown the black community into chaos and ruin. This same chaos and ruin will eventually spread to the white community in Western civilization. It will simply take a longer period of time. Now, it wasn't always like this in our Western civilization. It happened with the event of the women's rights movement. Women's rights movement started in the early 1900s, came to a culmination in the middle of the 1900s, in the 60s, and came to full fruition in the 80s, 90s, and now in the 2000s. And men are suffering. But God is simply showing all men exactly a mirror reflection of what we are doing in relation to our obligations to God. What we see when we look at our rebellious women is what God sees when He looks at the men, the leaders of His work here on earth. The greed of women is a reflection of our greed. Okay? The rebelliousness of women is a reflection of our rebelliousness to God. The arrogance and pride, same thing that we do in the eyes of God. God is teaching us something here. We need to stop focusing on the instrument with which He released the woman to live out her rebellion, which was feminist laws. That was simply a tool. That was Him opening up the cage and letting the women free to run wild. Now, going back to the Old Testament, whenever God sent messages to His people through His prophets, they came with an example, they came with a warning of things getting worse, but they also came with a way out. All of God's messages to His people through His prophets ended with saying, "But if you turn back and get right with Me, then all will be well, and I will restore you." Until and unless that happens, in the black community or any other community, things will only get worse. Do I expect things to turn around? Perhaps. Stranger things have happened in history. But whether they turn around or not, that's what's going on. This is MGTOW Slim. Peace, love, and respect.